Lady in Blue.
The Lady in Blue. The Lady in Blue is known to the world of crime as a feared and hated criminologist and is known to criminals by only that name, the Lady in Blue. A young woman never seen except in a blue dress, wearing fabulous blue sapphires, and always a blue mask covering the upper portion of her face. She has a maid and factotum in the person of Harriet Higgins, who is probably the only living soul on earth who knows the true identity of the Lady in Blue. Could we see her now, we might find out a little more about her. For she's in her luxurious apartment on the topmost floor of a centrally located downtown office building, dressing for a social evening at a nearby country club as her real but unknown self. The only reminder of the Lady in Blue is the occasional drone of police calls on the radio.
1723 Downing Road. 1723 Downing Road. Keep the peace. Calling Sheriff's Car 21. Sheriff's Car 21. Investigate a disturbance at the Blackbird Inn.
I wish you'd let me turn in, Bobby, for me. Like as not, if I don't, you'll never get dressed in time.
I am your burden of misery, aren't I, Harriet?
Not now, Your Highness. It's only when you wear blue as you worry, sir.
Well, I hope I won't worry you tonight. I'm only planning a little dancing at the country club, without any sleuthing.
I hope as how it stays for evening without sleuthing, miss. That is what there is left of the evening.
Well, it's not late yet.
It's 10:30, and to my thought, 10 o'clock's no proper time for my young lady to be starting out of a night. It's more like time to go to bed.
Doesn't anything I do meet with your approval?
Oh, there it is again. It's a wonder to me the valves don't have all the work they get. And is it music we hear? It is not. Nor is it news. All it is them bobbies, knife and dice.
The police are much more important to us than you. In our business, we must know what they know. And a good many things they don't know. Powder my back, will you, Higgins?
Yes, miss. Oh, what good is that wireless going when you're not listening, miss? Now, take that bloke as we'll stop talking. I say you didn't hear half of what he said.
You mean that last cancellation on broadcast 42? I heard it well enough to know that it was about the same hit-and-run driver that was broadcast as wanted at 6:23 this evening.
Oh, Lonnie, I give over me. You deal that wireless if there was a pack of fishmongers in here all screaming at once.
Not quite that. But in our business, it does pay to notice everything you see and hear.
It ain't my business, miss, except when I'm looking after you. Oh, what will you be wearing with that gold dress?
Only the amber necklace.
No blue at all, then? Oh,
no blue at all. Tonight there is no lady in blue. Only myself.
I hope you have a grand time. It's not often that you...
Quiet, Harry. Quiet. This is important.
How can you tell me?
That call was a robbery on Power Drive. Power Drive is always important. Besides, they sent two prowl cars and Jerry Greer, which makes it front page crime.
It was only a robbery, miss. I didn't hear any newspaper news.
You will in a minute. And don't talk through it this time.
How can I help it? The way it talks all the time.
Here it is. Say nothing.
Lieutenant Greer in cars 1-6 and 1-7. Further information on your call.
Oh, more of the time.
Quiet.
This robbery was committed within the last few minutes. Description of car, getaway car, occupants unknown. Dark blue limousine. White sidewall tires. Headed south on Tower Drive. You should meet this car before it gets out of the canyon. Roll on, boys. Kelly.
Higgins, get a blue dress.
Too blue? And you said there ain't no lady in blue tonight. What about the concert club?
This is really much more interesting. Hurry with that dress.
I'm getting it, miss.
And my sapphire.
Yes, I know. And the blue mask. Oh, why must you do this, miss?
Because I'm the lady in blue.
I thought the lady in blue had no doings with robbery.
I don't ordinarily. But number 12 Tower Drive is both interesting and important.
What's there to number 12 is makes it so different.
That's the address of the Bachelor's Club. Rich man's apartment. Ooh, tenants average a casual million or so apiece. And the social register's a copy of its guest list.
Bachelor's Club, did you say, miss?
Yes, Higgins. A novel written about number 12 Tower Drive could be called Bachelor's All.
That makes it not the proper place for a young lady to be going at this time of the night.
And how many cases would be solved by the lady in blue if she went only to the proper places?
Here's one mystery as you might solve, miss. And that's why there ain't no steady gentleman trying to court the lady in blue.
I'm afraid I don't give them time. Hurry now. Give me a mask and get into your dark gray dress.
I ain't expecting no call on you.
Really? Now, Higgins, you know you're coming with me.
Oh, Blimey. Do I have to play detective again, miss?
Naturally. You wouldn't have me go to the Bachelor's Club unchaperoned at this improper time of night, would you, Dr. Watson?
I ain't no doctor, and me name's Harriet Higgins.
In spite of that handicap, you'll play Watson to my Sherlock Holmes. Now run along and change. I'll answer the phone.
But it ain't wrong, miss.
No, but it will.
And that's what you get for being the best private detective there is. Lieutenant Greer won't like you being there, miss.
I'm very sorry for Lieutenant Greer, but he isn't in charge of my work.
No, miss. But he is in charge of this robbery, and he told you not to meddle again at a crime if he was investigating without you was called in by the people as had been done by the criminal who was investigating.
Excellent, my dear Watson. JMPD. Now put your veil in the pocket of that warm overcoat.
Oh, I'll be warm enough, miss. Listen.
And 17.
What is it?
Be quiet.
And Lieutenant Greer, robbery getaway car was seen well away from Tower Drive. Do not attempt to follow it. Proceed at once to 12 Tower Drive. Another robbery has been reported at this address.
Number 11 robbery and a 12 Tower Drive.
The sign right here?
Yes. Hey. But we aren't even in court, yes, miss.
We will be, Watson. Put on your veil and fasten my mask.
Must I do it now?
Keep
here, your loved eyes, your pretty eyes to that blue thing.
My eyes have accomplished more behind this mask than they ever will without it.
As to that, I have need else, miss. Now type that there big doorman in the uniform down at the Regal Hotel. Harriet, he says to me. Harriet, they got eyes as big as bathtubs to thee, and they rose like tumbleweeds, he says. He used to be a cowboy in Nevada, and that's how he knows about them things. Sometimes he says... Oh, how can I answer the telephone with my nose all tangled up in this here fishnet? Be like trying to use it through a affectionate screen door.
I get it.
I'm sorry, miss.
Never mind. Put the extension and listen in.
Yes, miss.
Hello? Yes, speaking. Mr. Arnold Tremaine? Of 12 Tower Drive? Yes, Mr. Tremaine. My fee? It will be in proportion to my efficiency, which is considered rather above average. What was the amount of your loss? Insured? No? I see. I'll be there in about 10 minutes. No, thank you, Mr. Tremaine. My assistant will drive me.
Nummy. $50,000. How much is that in pounds, miss?
Oh, it's about 10,000. Quite a sum, Nesta.
My name ain't Nesta. It's Harriet Higgins. 10,000 pounds. Oh, that's a lot of beer and sugar.
Well, suppose you get the car. I'll meet you in front of the building in 1 minute.
Right, oh, miss. Nesta Pa. First it's Dr. Watson, and now it's a Hindu name. Oh, I suppose I'll be a hit, you know, next.
JMPD calling car 18, car 18, at the intersection of 21st and Phoenix. Investigate wrecked automobile at the corner. Check it with your Tower Drive getaway car description. Car 18, the 21st and Phoenix.
I wonder.
Investigate wrecked auto. That is all. Kelly.
Hello? Yes, this is the lady in blue. You advise me not to take the case? How kind of you to be so concerned about my health. Really? How interesting. Oh, but I enjoy an occasional thrill. So sorry, I can't follow your advice.
Miss, it's gone.
What's wrong?
It ain't wrong. Miss, it might be, but even if it ain't, it's gone.
What on earth are you so excited about, Higgins?
Your machine, miss.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know, miss. But I do know it ain't where it should be if it wasn't gone.
You mean the car isn't there?
Yes, miss. No, it ain't there. Charlie, that's the garage man that works nights, except Tuesdays. He says a young fella from the repair shop came after it, and he had an order all his house and saw before me did. Now, you didn't write none, did you, miss?
You know I didn't. And there's something you don't know, Watson.
I'm Higgins. What don't I know, miss?
We received a phone call advising us not to go to the Bachelor's Club and not to take the case.
Maybe it was a crook what called.
Or an accomplice.
Oh, hadn't we better stay here tonight, miss? Seeing as how we were threatened.
If there's any real danger in the threat, we'll be safer out among other people than we would be alone here. And we'll learn a lot more. Call a taxi.
All right, if you insist.
I do.
JMPD calling all cars. Attention all cars and state patrol. Information on state... Tri-State blockade, Plan 71 for Tower Drive.
Hello?
The license
Hello.
Numbers
is
in the 8th column.
Is this the taxi cab, please?
6. Mary 5.
Well, send the cab right over now.
6. Mary 5.
Where have I?
828.
Oh. The Blake wants to know where I am. I'm holding on to the other end of the wire talking to you, so where could I be but here? Well, Lummy, why didn't you say that before? Now you send a cab for the lady in blue. I don't say put a man on the wire as can understand flying American.
Are they sending a cab?
Yes, miss. And they know where right enough.
Then let's go. Our troubles are multiplying.
Beg pardon? Multiplying?
Getting worse, Harriet. Didn't you hear the last police call while you were in staring the taxi?
I can't only hear but one thing at once, miss.
You should learn. It is unusually interesting. It means the license number of the getaway car used in the Power Drive robberies.
What's so strange about that?
It was my car.
Your car?
My car.
But I think it's your living, miss. You didn't do those robberies.
Thank you, Harriet. But the fact remains that my car was used in the robbery.
Oh, and don't Lieutenant Greer love that one? Oh, that'll be cabby now.
Turn off the radio. I told him we're ready.
Yes, miss.
Well, if it ain't Little Blue Riding Hood. Going somewhere, sister?
Yes. Do you mind?
Get back in there.
Oh, I'm going to fight.
Shut up, you, and get back in that room.
I'm really very sorry, but Watson always faints at the sight of a gun.
A gun? A gun? Oh, blimey, I'm a goner now.
Hey, get that dame off of my feet. Hey.
I'm sorry to do this.
Watch me, foot.
Hey, look out. What's the...
Now lie there quietly while Watson ties you up. You'll be glad to drop you off at the nearest police station.
Say, what is this? That dame didn't faint.
You should think more quickly. She just dropped down where she could grab your ankles, and I pushed.
Yes, stop the blighter. He won't break out of those wires.
Well done, my dear Watson. Let's be on our way.
If you're talking about number 12 Tower Drive, you'd be a smart girl to forget that date.
Harriet, do we ever forget our appointments?